Nolte, COVID Lockdowns, Crime Kill New York's 9/11 Museum. By John Nolte on August 18, 2022. In today's edition of You Get What You Vote For. After 16 years, New York City's 9/11 Tribute Museum will close its doors for good this week. The culprits were all created by Democrats, COVID lockdowns and crime. Two-thirds of our income revenue annually comes from our earned income from admissions. Jennifer Adams Webb, co-founder of the museum and the CEO of the September 11th Families Association, told the Post. We were completely closed for 6 months in 2020. We had been averaging 300,000 visitors a year. And last year we had a total of 26,000 visitors. So it completely annihilated our earned income. There's no way we're going to be able to dig out of this at this rate, said Adams Webb. We need the state or the city to step in with other partners to be able to say, we value you. We want to save this organization, but at this point, we can't continue to dig into a hole. The 9/11 Tribute Museum had been a stopping point for American and international visitors along the path of visiting the Statue of Liberty before heading to the National September 11th Memorial and Museum, right where the Twin Towers once stood. But now, the galleries, visited by more than 5 million people since 2006, will be disassembled for artifacts to be sent to the New York State Museum in Albany, which will keep the bulk of the collection. The New York Post article does not mention crime. But there's a reason New York City and its 9/11 museum are unable to bounce back post-stupid lockdowns. Thanks to former Republican Mayor Rudy Giuliani, what was once one of the world's safest and cleanest tourist destinations is now a sleazy, crime-ridden mecca of human feces, needles in the streets, and open sexcapades. Who wants to pay good money to visit this? Democrats ruin everything. Former and disgraced Governor Andrew Cuomo shut the city down. Former New York Mayor Bill de Blasio ended the anti-crime policies that had worked so well. Current Mayor Eric Adams seems more interested in partying with the chic and trendy than governing. But at least you Manhattan voters are owning the Trumpdards, right? Your once great city is completely falling apart, but what's an epidemic of hate crimes, murders, bankruptcies, and drug deaths compared to the joys of owning the Trumpdards?